Alan, I suppose first things first, what a victory, but one hell of a scare at the end, a game that almost had everything.
Yeah, the lads really made us sweat there at the end. We were, I think, 7-0. Now, I'd never say we looked very, very comfortable, but we certainly, by the end, looked very uncomfortable, especially when the ref gave them a free on the 45 and they kicked it across. They actually had the goalie and another man spare, and he took the shot and went wide. It was real heart and mouth stuff. I was never so happy to see a ball drop wide, to be honest, because he was gone 30 seconds over the 4 minutes. It's not the way I wanted to win, and it's not good for the heart, but we would have taken any sort of win today.
It was quite the performance right from the off. You know, you had the wind initially, it seemed to turn around, but in the first half you were a real energetic, in their face, push on sort of display, and you did all the heavy running from the first whistle, really.
Yeah, like, definitely for the first 45 minutes I thought we were well in control of the game, and we were doing most of the football, doing the hard runs, we were breaking the lines, we were finding pockets of space in their back line for the first 45, and we looked defensively solid for a lot. Like, we ended up conceding like a poor goal in the first half, which was, I thought, against the run of play, and you know, we had a little minor mistake and ended up with the back of the net. I suppose, you know, good teams like Derry will do that to you, but we recovered well and we got the black card and we were able to deal well with that. It started the second half and that gave us the grounding maybe to finish out and win the game, that period where we got, I think it was 1-2 just after half time.
Yeah, like, I won't lie, when you see the bit of Derry kind of bit of boost before half time, match with what I thought was a harsh enough black card, considering some of the cynical play that Derry were doing on you anytime you went forward, and you think in 10 minutes out of a half an hour game this is going to be difficult, but instead you just pushed on. There was no sitting back at all there.
No, there wasn't. I suppose the great thing was we had time at half time to make changes to our structure. You know, if you get a black card in the middle of play, you don't have that time to move lads around the way you want them to, so we were able to get really well set up, and we did stress that we weren't going to invite Derry onto us in that period, that we wanted to go after more scores, and we were plenty good enough with 40 men to do that, and they showed that just by minding the ball, kicking space, by working maybe that little bit harder.
Second goal was a thing of absolute beauty. What a team move and what a finish at the end.
Yeah, it was a quality goal, and Cullum has that in his locker. I had no doubt. Once he got to the other side of the full back there, I had good visions of it nestling in the corner, and you know, he gave the keeper absolutely no chance. It was super finish.
And then, like, Derry, as you would expect, rallied. The rain is coming down on top of us here. It won't dampen the spirits for the day, but as you said, that scare at the end, a couple of kickouts were going astray, they seemed to gobble them up there. It was frustrating watching on, because you just felt like, oh no, can Derry get the equaliser here?
Yeah, what happened was we went too defensive and we went too static on our own kickout, and the only option we were given to Kyle was to kick it long, and they squeezed everyone up, they had their goalkeeper up, and we just couldn't get our hands on the ball. And I suppose it's an area of improvement for the final that, you know, when a team pushed up, that should be an opportunity for us to find space. We didn't do that, unfortunately, and it's something we can, you know, it leaves us something to work on, certainly for the final, and it led to whatever it was, 6 points in a row, which wasn't good. You know, we were lucky in many ways that we were 7 ahead. I think we were deservedly ahead, but it just was a bit of static play on our part and a bit of kind of overly defensive when we didn't need to be.
Before I let you in out of the rain, and not a full Ireland final a couple of weeks time to look forward to, I can see the smile in your face straight away from that, for these young lads as well. It's massive. It's going to be a massive occasion.
It's going to be a massive occasion, and it's going to be a brilliant occasion, and it's nothing less than these lads deserved. I'm just delighted for every single one of them, because they put in a huge amount of effort, and they you know, are very focused in on doing that Galway jersey proud every time they put it on, and we just have one more step to go. You know, we're at the final now. We're delighted with this win, but you know, finals are for winning. We've got to go and win that now as well.